FERC OK's extension of WEM Assistance Energy Transfer Feature, written by David Krause, and read by Automated Voice. FERC granted CAISO's request to remove the sunset date on the Western Energy Imbalance Market Assistance Energy Transfer Feature, which has been used by more than 10 of the market's balancing area authorities in recent years. CAISO originally planned to end the EAT feature December 31st, but asked FERC to allow it to keep the program in place to accommodate BIAs that continue to experience supply constraints during certain trading intervals in the WEM. Under the WEM tariff, when a BIA has insufficient supply or ramping capacity, CAISO can use the EAT feature to limit the amount of market transfers into and out of the BIA. The BIA receives a surcharge based on the lower of either the failure amount or of the final incremental transfer amount. The WEM resource sufficiency evaluation shows whether a BIA has enough capacity and flexibility to meet forecast demand and uncertainty. The evaluation has four tests: a feasibility test, a balancing test, a capacity test, and flexibility test. CAISO's EAT feature is open to a BIA that fails the capacity and or the flexibility test. Before the EAT feature was implemented in 2023, if a BIA failed a capacity or flexibility test, they became ineligible to receive incremental energy transfers from other balancing areas in the WEM, CAISO said in its September 23 filing with FERC to extend EAT. Supporters of the EAT extension include the Balancing Authority of Northern California, Nevada Energy, and CAISO's Department of Market Monitoring, or DMM. In the past 2 years, DMM has not found that a BIA systematically relies on the EAT feature, DMM said in October 14 comments to FERC. EAT transfers occur relatively infrequently and at relatively low volumes with low associated costs when they do occur, DMM said in the comment filing. However, DMM said it still has outstanding concerns about the feature, such as its potential to allow BIAs to inappropriately lean on the WEM footprint for capacity, and for the possibility for surcharges to apply to WEM transfers that are not the direct result of selecting the program, the order says. However, neither of these concerns requires immediate action. Each could be addressed in future revisions of the EAT feature, DMM said, according to the order. As part of the approved order, CAISO will also adjust the EAT feature to exempt surcharges that occur when a BIA fails the resource sufficiency evaluation, as long as the BIA works with its reliability coordinator to ensure reliable operations, the order says. This change will help ensure WEM participants do not need to weigh potential surcharge liabilities against prudent reliability-driven actions, the order says. When CAISO launches its extended day-ahead market, or EDAM, next year, participants in that market will also be able to access the EAT feature, the ISO said in the September 23 filing.